All right. It's the podcast.
Hi, podcast.
Hi. What's up?
Not too much.
Welcome back to Projectile Dysfunction.
Thank you.
Where this is our second episode, actually, technically, probably like our 102nd.
But when this is our 102nd.
We should just like start numbering them 100 from last week's.
All right. This is number 100 from last week's.
No. This is 101.
This is 102.
Why don't you just start counting backwards? No one does that.
Where
start
did that noise
oh,
go
that's
from?
That's a good idea.
Oh, yeah.
Let's start from like 2,000.
99 bottles of Projectile Dysfunction on the wall.
Yeah, but if we do a lot, then once we get all the way to
so
one,
so anyway,
do we
have to welcome
quit?
Back to Projectile Dysfunction. I'm Vanessa.
I'm Zeke, and this show is about absolutely nothing at all, but it's fun.
It's like everything. Seinfeld of podcasts.
Yes. Yeah, we are the Seinfeld of podcasts. But
what's the deal with podcasts?
Yeah. Vanessa actually does stand up too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I sit down.
Do you still do it?
Yeah. Yeah. Sometimes. Mainly just when I'm talking.
Yeah. Okay. So we have the other voice you hear is Rob from McDojo Life. If you don't know what McDojo Life is,
then you've never been to McDonald's
ever.
Yes.
Or on Instagram.
Side note, I am not affiliated with McDonald's in any way, shape, or form.
Yes.
So please don't sue me. If you could not sue me, that'd be cool.
You can sue us because it'll make us famous.
I'll be famous one lawsuit less at a time if I could.
Nice.
I want something big though. If I get sued, I want
like a Big Mac.
Oh yeah. Like I'll take. If I got sued for a Big Mac, that'd be awesome. But I'm thinking like
that would be cool.
I want to have like the lawsuit from a mental breakdown.
Yeah.
Like a big one. A big one. Like butt naked, jumping jacks on top of the Eiffel Tower kind of shit.
On top of the Eiffel Tower.
Eiffel Tower, French fries.
Yes.
Freedom fries.
McDonald's.
McDonald's.
We come back.
Dojo.
Full circle.
I'm sued to shit.
Well, I am loving this podcast. So tell everybody out there in podcast land, which is actually imaginary. No one actually listens to any podcast. But what do you do?
Prove us wrong.
Prove us wrong. Show us. What do you do?
Show me on the doll. Oh, wait. This is a different.
Yes.
No, we're not there. So I had a flashback.
What is McDojo Life?
So basically, I call out fakes, frauds, and phonies in the martial arts. So if somebody pretends to knock people out with their mind, I just say that is bullshit. And I repeat that over and over and over again until people follow me. And that's pretty much what's been happening lately. So
that's fake?
You
can't do that?
You cannot do that. I'm sorry.
How do you feel about the WWE?
I think that's awesome. I think that's fucking awesome.
But it's not fake at all.
No, the difference is they're not selling it as this is like something to protect yourself. They're selling it as entertainment.
Oh, yeah. I get it. You're calling people out that are trying to say, come take my class. It'll defend you.
And pay us lots of money.
Oh, gotcha.
You know, and I have like specific rules and ground rules I stay within. But that's
grappling rules?
Yeah, grappling rules. I actually have a grappling joke. I just don't know how appropriate it would be.
I would say don't tell it.
Yeah, it's,
if you can clean it up like from the F-bombs and C-bombs?
Well,
go for it.
Okay, well, there's no F-bombs. What would I use for testicles? Can I just say testicles?
You can say testicles.
Yes. Testicles. So
yes.
Is balls a good substitute? Or
no. I mean, I think so, but use both.
Yes.
Use or either.
Well, what if I just keep interchanging them?
That would be phenomenal if you can keep it going.
Yeah, okay. Okay,
yeah.
I got you. So,
all right.
So let's talk about testicles real fast. I just said that for no apparent reason. It's not even a part of the joke. but anyway, so I was at a jiu-jitsu tournament one time, and they're usually weight classes or whatever, but this is a tournament where there was open weight class, so anybody could grapple against anybody. It didn't matter how big you were. And I think I was 135 pounds at the time, and the other guy was, I don't know, 310. And how tall are you, Zeke?
6'7".
Short as shit. The guy was 7'8". It was ridiculous, right? So short. So I remember lining up, and I look at the guy, and I was stretching, not paying attention. And then the shadow cast over me, and I was like, oh, my God. I looked up, and there he was. Just looked like all he did was weightlift and eat steroids and kill people with his hands all day. And so I was like, all right, cool. I look at my coach, and my coach is just, like, shaking his head, like, oh, it's not going to go so good for you. So we high-five, we bump knuckles, and boom, he takes me down. He picks me up. He drops me on my head, and he twists me in some kind of a pretzel. There was legs and arms. I don't know who was whose. I'm upside down, I think, at one point. And I remember, like, looking through, like, the whole of limbs. And as I'm looking through the whole limbs, I saw my coach, and he's like, you know how you're doing really, really good and people are like cheering for you? Yeah, they weren't doing that. It was dead silent. So as I'm laying there, I looked up to see my coach, and there was something like in my periphery. And I looked, and there they were. Testicles. And for anybody who doesn't know what those are, balls. And they were just hanging there. And I was like, oh my God. Like, and then I got this bright idea. I was like, I'm in a lot of pain. I don't want to tap out, but he's about to make me submit. And I was like, I just can't do it. So I looked up, And I did what any good fighter would do. I bit them. I bit him right in the testicles. So I reached up, I bite him, and then all of a sudden we both jump up, and he let go, and there was a loud scream. And then so we're rolling around, and I get the submission. I win. I was like, oh, yeah. So I walk over, and my coach was like, dude, what did you do? That was the most incredible thing I had ever seen in my life. How did you do it? And I was like, well, I looked up, and I saw testicles, and I bit him. He goes, you bit that dude in his testicles? I said, no, but you'd be amazed what happens when you bite your own testicles.
That was awesome. And yeah. Perfectly clean. Yeah. It was acceptable. Yeah.
And,
yes.
And on that note, I have a story about me in high school, but that no, somebody's supposed to stop me. I was just kidding.
I thought you were going to go like the same thing.
Very yet. Similar, yeah. Yeah.
See, I'm being quiet because I'm trying to start a Facebook Live and I don't know what I'm doing.
Oh, so. Just give me your phone, please.
Here.
Yeah.
I've got it on our page, so
thanks.
Tag so us much. So people come see us and all that stuff.
So you didn't figure out that you're just supposed to push the start live video button?
I mean, it does say it.
Yeah.
It says start.
I'm 42. I'm old. And evidently, how sore I am because you actually came to my Krav Maga class today.
I did. I had a good time.
He did, and he was acting like, oh, this is easy, no big deal.
I was
crying like a baby.
I may have done it once
or twice. What else is
new? Yeah. But there's a lot of, you have a lot of trolls, and there's people that are from the schools or the viewpoints of some of the people you call out.
Yes.
And they think this stuff is real. So mm-hmm. those people troll you. You have some trolls that are like, oh, just because you have a MMA page, you don't really know anything. Stuff like that.
Yeah.
But I challenge any of those trolls to stand in front of your hook.
Yeah.
Your right hook. Actually, my hand's a little sore.
You're welcome.
I'll be honest.
You're welcome.
And I had a pad on my hand. It was impressive. Like the first one he did, it was kind of like he was like, okay, let me get the strike set down. All right, I got it. And then he did another one a little bit faster. And then it was like, boom, ow.
Yeah, it happens, man. It happens. Like I really enjoy hitting things. And when people pay me money to do so, I hit them more. So, and then I just repeat that. And we call that a career. It's pretty cool.
How do you get people to pay you to hit them?
Well, you saw what happened earlier today, right? People hit me for free.
Oh, that's true. Yes,
you have to get
true.
Hit in order to be paid to hit others.
Yeah.
I think.
What's her name and what street?
beep, beep.
I'm just going to have it. I'm going to have it on your fiance the whole time. The whole live video.
That's
people
what I
will
do.
Hear us talking, but it'll just be Jim in the corner.
But you know what's not interesting for people just listening?
Mm-hmm.
This conversation.
Oh, I wasn't supposed to say you're engaged, am I?
No, I'm totally engaged. Completely engaged.
That's right, because I'm going to be in the wedding, and I'm not on his side.
I don't have to, yeah, and I don't have to work a day in my life.
Nice.
I wonder if I'm going to be the first male bridesmaid.
Probably not. You're going to be a beardsmaid.
You are wearing the dress, right?
No, I'm wearing a suit in the color of the dress.
That's what he thinks.
Boo.
Yeah. He thinks he's wearing a suit.
Boo.
Yeah.
How about a kilt? Wouldn't you just wear a kilt at least?
I could rock a kilt.
I mean,
it's going to be a gown. It's gown style. Yeah.
Oh, nice.
God.
Yeah. So it drapes.
And I've already committed.
Yes.
Yeah.
You got to keep working out, buddy.
Yeah.
You got to fit in that bridesmaid's dress.
Yes.
So anyway, back to the
fighting,
though. I'm
going to grow extra hair so it'll just puff out from the top.
Yeah. I'm making my other bridesmaids do that, too.
Nice.
Throw the hair out. Yeah.
So with the calling people out for the fake fighting or the fake classes or the classes you don't think are going to help or that you know are going to do the opposite, if somebody wanted to go get training, I mean, I know this isn't going to be just listened to by people in Nashville, but what would you suggest people do to be able to weed out the bad places?
Well, the problem is there's lack of information.
Don't do weed.
Yeah. Well, actually, a lot of places, a lot of good instructors smoke that shit up. So
so if you're in Colorado or anywhere.
Yes. No. Yeah. You're smoking. But, you know, I would say that most people, the average martial arts student drops out after a year. And when someone calls up a martial arts studio to learn how to train, they actually don't – they're coming in usually with no information whatsoever. So the only question they actually know how to ask is, how much does it cost? Well, that's a stupid way of measuring most anything.
Right.
How much does that car cost? Like you didn't ask like what's the gas mileage
right.
or like how old is this car? What are the mileage? You know, but like people are more informed about cars than they are about self-defense. So there's a lot of misconceptions out there about self-defense, and that's a shame. So really the best thing to do is ask a lot of questions. Does the instructor have a background check? That's not much to ask, I would think. When you look up the studio, look past the ad. Because when you like type in, like, let's say, Steve's Martial Arts and all-you-can-eat Chinese food buffet, when that pops up, when you go to the first thing that'll pop up is probably an ad for somebody who paid way more for a Google ad. And then you go down, you'll actually find their website. But then past that, you'll find things that are important, like, has that person been to jail before?
Right.
Did they make the news for raping children? Now, I know that seems extreme, but there's a lot of studios that are out there like that. Like, has this person, like, made the news for anything positive? That's all past their website, but no one ever looks.
Right.
You know, everybody goes, oh, click, and then they take what that person
wrote. Martial art and Chinese buffet is the best in the world.
Yeah, you come
I'm
for
so
the karate,
awesome.
But you stay for the all-you-can-eat egg rolls.
Right, right.
You know what I'm saying?
Like,
The
reviews I never really thought about the fact that
even the reviews.
Anybody can write a review.
Yeah, exactly. So, like, let's say, for instance, when you come into my studio, I'm like, hey, do me a favor. If you enjoyed your first day experience, write a review. Well, that's your first day. Of course, I'm going to try to make a good impression.
Right.
And you already wrote a review, so now I have 50 or 60
five-star reviews.
And
I gave you
reviews.
A deal of $1 for your first class or
something.
Like,
exactly. So it's the reviews are kind of one-sided.
Right.
You know, your first classes are only $1?
Usually they're free.
Oh, wow.
Did you have to
even
pay?
Better.
You have to pay.
It was
$750.
My voice is leaving, which is really good for radio. The first two classes were $30, but you got a t-shirt.
Okay.
Yeah. And then they do a fitness assessment.
Yeah. We talked about that too.
I'm on camera.
I know. And radio silence is super cool.
Yeah.
So where is your studio? Not to go ahead and do the plug.
I'm in Jacksonville. So I'm in Jacksonville. I don't name off my studio, believe it or not, because of what I do. I actually get a lot of death threats. So I don't tell people a lot about my personal stuff. But
where
I
do you live, though?
Jacksonville.
But you know what's awesome?
The exact address.
It's what? Hey, Zeke, what's your address?
It is 927-555. What's awesome is it's not awesome that you get death threats. It's who you get death threats.
That's the coolest part of the job.
It's who you get death threats from. The guys that think they can throw a chi ball of energy at you and knock you out cold.
Yeah, which always like is a little weird.
Chi ball.
They're like, hey, I'll just knock you out with my mind. And I'm like, that's bullshit. And then they come up to me like, I'm going to shoot you. Like, whoa, we went from chi balls to shooting me? Like, I thought you could knock me out with your mind. Just do that.
With my mind. I'm a
Somebody
mind.
Played a little too much Street Fighter as a child.
Hadouken.
But
I always just say, get over here.
And it's not Scorpio just mystical style. Stuff either. There's some weird stuff on your page, like we talked about it before, the Russian slap fighting.
Oh yeah, that's weird.
That's freaking insane.
Yeah, it's literally just take that word, the phrase Russian slap fighting, put that in your head. It's exactly what it sounds.
So it's like slap box but Russian.
Yes
exactly.
Just a whole bunch of Russian dudes and wife beating shirts that have holes in them.
Wife beating shirts.
Yes, they smell like Tito's vodka.
So Dax Brunner is on our Facebook Live.
Hi, Dax.
And I just want to let you know the contract we signed for this show, both Vanessa and I signed with the Money Shot pen.
Money Shot?
Yeah, it's a 50 BMG that has crushed up money on the tip.
Oh, okay. I went way different.
Oh, actually, I got it. What am I saying?
I used the pen and I went way different as well.
Yeah.
Well, I mean. Maybe the pen aided.
So, I have it.
So for I assume that most of our listeners aren't unaware of why it's important. But why is it important for everybody to be? And I don't mean to sound too much like my ex stepdad, but why is it important in your mind for everybody to be armed mentally, even if they're like not pro gun, and even if they're all about gun control. Like, why do you think everybody should be armed mentally and know? I'm just trying to, I'm totally covering this for you. Be armed mentally. Don't be an idiot. Handle every situation like as if you weren't oblivious.
Well, the problem is, like, let's say you did any other sport. Like, let's say, for instance, you guys run the podcast about firearms, right? I'm sure there are plenty of people out there who know absolutely nothing about firearms that are probably out there trying to teach people stuff about firearms.
I've
plenty
met
of
a few.
Videos, right? So, like, there's this one video. It's one of my favorites. I don't share it on my page because it has nothing to do with it, but it's hilarious. This dude goes to pull a gun and do a quick draw, and he shoots himself in the leg.
Seen it.
Yep.
And he goes, I shot myself right in the leg.
Remember when we were on the phone and I told 22 Plinkster that he looks like Tex Grebner?
Yeah.
That's Tex Grebner.
No, that's the guy you were making fun of.
That's Tex Grebner.
But you know what I'm saying? Like, or there's another video of this guy. He's in a firing range. You can tell it's four or five people. And you can tell he is teaching a class. And then he takes the gun and he points at everybody in the class as he's talking.
Yeah.
And then he goes to shoot. And I think it goes off and it hits him in the face or something like that.
And then he tries to act like,
yeah,
oh,
yeah, yeah. Oh, it didn't happen. And then the guy, like, right next to him said something. He's like, yeah, that's okay. It happens. Like, no, it does not happen. So there's that in the firearms community, right?
Of course, yes.
Do you think that those people, if they actually took that as the word, like the way to do things from those people, do you think they would be better off with firearms or worse off?
Way worse.
Right? And that wouldn't only affect their safety. It would affect everyone's safety around them, right? Yeah. Well, it's the same thing with martial arts, but the difference is—
You don't have to buy a gun?
Yeah. Well, the difference is like, I'm not saying that I'm more— Well, yeah, I am. I'm probably more likely to use hand-to-hand combat than I am a firearm,
right,
because there's a lot of things that come with a firearm that I don't think people are really prepared to do.
I agree.
If I pull a gun on somebody, people are like, oh, I just shoot them. Okay, you say that now,
right,
but have you really thought about
right,
everything that goes with killing a human being? Like,
right,
that's a pretty big psychological thing. That, but if I was like, oh, my family is here and I'm in my house, and let's say, for instance, maybe my gun is locked up. And, you know, I'm asleep in my house. Somebody breaks into my house and I don't hear it. I'm a heavy sleeper. And then they make their way and they bust through my door in my bedroom. And then all of a sudden I'm like, oh, crap, my gun. But I got kids, so I can't take the gun and unlock it quick enough. Well, then all of a sudden we're in a struggle. Well, now what?
Well, we should also address that in other things and why you should have them stored in certain places, but no big deal. But I agree. Like, I would never want to have to pull my gun unless I were going to use it. I would much rather be able to diffuse the situation in other ways.
Yeah, exactly.
And that's one of the things that we've talked about before is you take these firearms trainings, and I'm going to turn the phone away from Vanessa. I'm just kidding. You take these firearms trainings, and that's really weird to film myself. And the good ones always have a mindset training in the beginning of it. And they tell you, hey, look, this is what's going to happen if you have a justified shooting. And I'm talking about totally legal. You're going to get off. Legal situations. You're going to have, you're not going to go to jail for life for it. It was totally justified. Your life was in danger. You
and
pulled
you don't
a gun
live in California.
So the first 24 hours, or not even that, the first 5 or 6 hours, the adrenaline's up. So you don't.
6 hours again.
6 hours.
6 hours.
5 or 6 hours. Your adrenaline's going to be up, and you're not going to be thinking of all the things that are going to come 24 hours later, a month later. When you watch the news the next week and you see that that person had kids and a wife, and there's some psychological stuff you have to be prepared for if you're going to carry a gun, and it does lead to some dark stuff that you have to deal with.
Right.
The legal stuff. If you have to shoot someone, once again, justified, you're going to jail that night. Just
right.
Reside yourself to the fact.
Right.
Put your gun down when the cops get there so you don't get shot. And you're going to go to jail while they figure everything out. You're probably going to lose that gun for a year or two while it's in under investigation and the trial and everything else. You will get off if it's a justifiable shooting. But yeah, so there's a lot of things you got to think about when you choose to carry a firearm that some people don't if they don't take some of these trainings.
Right.
Yeah. And, when it comes to, like, I'm just curious because you guys obviously handle firearms often, and that's kind of the thing of the show, right?
Yeah.
Let's say there's a first-time gun buyer, right? The first-time gun buyer, they walk into a store. What do you think is the first question that the average gun buyer says? What's the first question?
Well, stopping power.
You think that's the
Are
first?
Are you talking about like just
educated people or
people who know?
No, I'm going to say okay. How much is it going to cost me to buy? Like, what kind of gun can I use for self defense, and how much is it going to cost?
Yeah, what's best?
I don't know why I put a Southern accent on it, but
that's better.
Yeah,
you know, I'm from Florida, so you nailed it. So.
What I assume most Southerners are probably more educated than. No,
where are you
please
from?
Please tell me now.
Where are you from?
Tennessee. But yeah, that would be my guess. South.
Thank you.
I'm just saying. I assume more Southerners are I don't want to say more educated on firearms.
Yes.
Than people in the North, so I could have chosen a different.
Well,
accent.
and it has to do with availability too. You know, you go to New York and you can't have
availability.
Hardly anything. Availability.
But I think that would be the first question.
Same. So basically, the same question.
An uneducated
similar
person
thing.
Would
yeah,
ask.
Just like, what's best to protect myself?
And how much is it going to cost?
And how much is going to cost? So
which
basically,
is not
the exact
question.
Same thing
yeah.
with.
Right.
Martial arts, right?
Yeah.
So let's say you're a person and you walk into the gun store,
am.
Right? I think I am sometimes. You know, I that's
not.
A deep question. I need to come back to that. am I a person? Who am I?
You are a person.
You're good enough. You're smart enough. And gosh darn it, people like you.
But enough about me.
But you know, like, so what would be the next step if somebody was going to lie to you about gun control? What's the worst lie that you've seen about guns?
Oh my gosh.
Oh, jeez. Do we want to go down that list?
I'm just thinking. Wait, who are we talking about?
Okay,
saying it?
So like an answer from a gun, let's say, like a store, a shop
employee. I'm
sure
that there are shysters in the firearms community, people who don't actually know what they're talking about, who spit out knowledge like it's the gospel.
Yeah.
So what would be that average, like somebody
Here's
who knows
this,
nothing?
You should buy this 1911 for $700. It's the best personal self defense everyday carry
weapon
you can buy.
Because it's a 45 and it's got better stopping power.
Yeah.
That's BS.
That's a good one.
Yeah, it's garbage.
Or you're a lady, so buy this revolver.
Yeah, actually, that's a really good one too.
Lady, so buy a revolver.
Yeah, a pink revolver.
Pink revolver.
Yeah, with a really specific. Small caliber, and it's like, you know, women can carry high caliber firearms and handle them just fine.
Yeah,
one of them's right there.
Hi.
She's right there. She carries guns.
She shot my 500 Magnum.
Ooh.
No.
I didn't shoot it one. Magnums, do you?
I didn't shoot it one-handed like Zeke did.
Yes, that's true.
Now that is the perfect gun if you ever want to. What is it they say? If you ever want to kill an intruder that's behind the refrigerator at your neighbor's house.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yep.
Just in case you're being mugged behind someone's refrigerator.
Yeah, exactly.
In another house. Yes. Yeah.
But yeah, like so that was. But that's like kind of what I do is like I don't think that those people who do that have a place at the table for martial arts.
Right.
Just like those people who were shysters in the gun community, I don't think they have a place at the table with your community because they're ripping people off and will get someone hurt.
Right. Mm-hmm.
If not even just themselves. So my goal is to just take that and put out as much information as I can because I'm not the judge or jury or anything like that, but it's like an anti-smoking campaign. Like less people started smoking when those truth campaigns came out because there was a lot of information being bombarded
right.
with you. You're still a grown human being. You can make whatever decisions you want. If you want to play pretend and like you can knock people out with your mind and you're fully aware of what's going on, I say go for it. But if you didn't get that information and the wool's being pulled over your eyes, that's not fair to you as a consumer and as a human being because you're going to get hurt. So I basically just point the finger and I go, yo, this is what they already put out. They're lying to you. You should probably be aware of that.
Yeah.
And, you know, that's pretty much what I do.
Well, and a lot of people with some of these McDojos out there, and that's – did we go over you call these dojos like the fake martial arts schools McDojos? That's where the name comes
yes,
from?
Yes, sir. It's okay. Like a – yeah. So now I'm not going to reference what that's from because I might get sued. But
it's
yes.
It's an Irish name.
Yes.
It's McDojo.
Yes.
So basically, there's a lot of these students that go to these schools and they get suckered into believing everything that these guys say. And we're getting a lot of beeps. That's the GoPro. I'm trying to fix it. Sorry, people.
Beep, beep.
Beep, 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 beep.
But they get suckered into it, and they spend hundreds of dollars a month sometimes.
Yeah.
You know, there's a lot of these schools that if you get unlimited classes, you're paying $150 a month.
If not more.
Or
not
more.
More.
Yeah, depending on the level of
that's
school.
That's a racket, too.
Do we have a cameraman now? That's awesome.
Oh, yeah.
That's sweet.
We have to learn what to talk about and what not, too. They yes. can't see our cameraman.
No. Hi. On Facebook Live, they can.
My
I know, but
can.
Speaking of Facebook Live, Kevin Gibson says, Smith & Wesson 500s are for aliens driving dump trucks.
You're damn right. And I've got two on my wall.
Aliens driving dump trucks?
Yes. I mounted them. I had a taxidermist.
Somebody
what you do in your free time has nothing to do with
somebody on my Instagram said they have a pink 380.
Okay.
Hey,
if you like it and you can control it and you can shoot it well, awesome. More power to you. What was I going? Oh, yeah, but these people get suckered into it, and these guys are taking their money and feeding them a load of BS. And it sucks. And what you're doing is helping expose that to where people don't end up doing that. And you've got something that's going to help expose it on a bigger level coming soon, right?
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Documentary. Got approved to do a full-blown documentary in January. So in January, I'm going to L.A. And you are also awesome, Zeke, because I was able to pitch a show because of you.
Yeah.
So I pitched a show the other day, and I find out in a week how that went.
Sweet.
So, yeah,
that'll be awesome.
So, yeah. Appreciate you.
Yeah. I ran into this production company somewhere along the way. I don't know how I know him or anything.
I would like
I got
to
a
talk
TV
about
show.
Him. Yeah. So is it Master of Arms?
Master of Arms, Friday nights, Discovery Channel. By the time you hear this, the last episode's probably aired, so find
the
reruns.
You better watch it, yeah.
Find the reruns, but you're doing a live, right?
Yeah, right now. People love your shirt, by the way.
Oh, do they?
Yeah.
How about a nice, refreshing throat punch? It's my favorite shirt. It's my favorite
t-shirt. Every Thursday, because Thursdays are throat punch Thursdays.
Oh, I like that.
Yeah, man.
So I wore it a day early. Great.
You're messing it up, man. You got to wear it all the way through now.
But yeah, you've got, what was I saying before the throat punch? Oh, no. Master of Arms. Yes. So you've got people going live there. So if you have two more episodes, if you're watching this live, you can watch it Friday nights, 10 Eastern, 9 Central. This week is the crossbow and steel bow, and then next week is an all blade episode. Hey, Vanessa's got a nice throat punch shirt now, too.
Thanks.
Yes. For all the podcast people world, they're going, what the hell is it?
Now, I'm just throwing it out there, but it's a little bit more like a boot punch.
There you go.
Yeah, see.
That's much, closer to your throat. So much closer to your throat. So, your background.
Yes, sir.
Brazilian jiu-jitsu.
Yes, sir. 8 years.
You don't even look Brazilian.
Yeah, it's almost like I'm a white guy.
It's kind of like that, yeah.
Yeah. 8 years, and you're a what belt?
Purple belt in Brazilian jiu-jitsu. I can just go through the spiel.
Yeah. Thank you.
21 years in martial arts total. I've been doing a third-degree black belt in karate, a third-degree black belt in Lissajou-do, which is a weapon system nobody's ever heard of, a 6-0 amateur boxer, a 4-2 amateur kickboxer. I was a sport martial arts team called Team Full Circle for 2 years where we travel around the world and kick people in the face.
And he's an auctioneer.
No, oh, sold!
Projectile dysfunction.
Oh, that's a hilarious name. That was your idea for the name of the show, right?
It sure was.
It was. It's good. It's pretty good.
It was.
For the cost of a postage stamp.
In my head, I imagine that's like a 357 Magnum, and then the bullet just goes.
Well, and that was a logo we wanted to do, but it was so hard to get somebody to draw it. And then the people that said they could, they were
going to
charge like a lot of money, and I was like, yeah, never mind. But it's also just the stuff that comes out of our mouth too sometimes.
Just word vomit.
We put the FU in function.
Yep.
Wait, fun and dysfunction. Shut up, Zeke.
Yeah. Exactly what she said.
Yeah.
So you said the documentary you're going to start filming in January?
Yeah, man. I actually already did some footage for it, but I finally got approval for money. Mm-hmm. Because it costs money to do that. So finally I got the funding, and then now we'll be doing that in January. So we storyboard in January, and then we just start filming. And there's some crazy people on this planet.
Yes.
Like I went to LA originally just to do a seminar. And when I went out there to the seminar, it was for this guy named Adam Misner. And he is a Tai Chi dude and thinks that you can knock people out with your mind. And move them and manipulate them with the force, I guess. Yeah. And so I went out there hoping that was his seminar. It was not his seminar. It was one of his Uki seminars. And I heard some crazy stuff, but they were real like culty.
It sounds like it, for sure. Yeah.
Well, that's what a lot of these places are like.
Yeah.
It's more of a cult than it is a school when you really start, especially when you see the guys that are doing these manipulations with the arms. And anybody that's ever been in a fight or done any kind of MMA or any kind of legit martial arts sees it and you're like, I can easily get away from that, or I can easily defend that. But the students are going, oh, and they're falling down and they're faking like they're passed out. But I often wonder how many legitimately think they got knocked out. If the cult thing is so deeply ingrained that they're going, oh, wow, he really did that.
How wrong is he if he has tricked that many people into thinking that they are actually getting knocked out?
Yeah.
It's pretty crazy.
Like he has done something with his mind. It's manipulate idiots into thinking that
brainwash.
He's like, that's crazy.
It's a serious form of brainwashing.
That's super serious.
And on one hand, it's really impressive that they can sell people on something that is quite obviously garbage.
People are idiots. It's not that impressive.
You know, like I was talking to Zeke. So there's this thing, all right? It's a trick in sales. There's five excuses that people don't buy anything. They're the same five excuses, right? Do you know what they are?
Just for fun. I have to ask my spouse.
Yes, spouse.
I don't have the money right now.
Money, spouse money.
I'm not sure I have the time to commit.
Time.
Dang.
Very good.
Ooh.
Oh, come on. You're there, man. You got two more.
Ooh is not one of them.
Ooh is not the answer.
No.
Health?
Health
can't be.
Okay.
I just bought other stuff.
No, that's still money. Not it either.
Shoot. All right.
There's only two more. You had it.
Give me a hint.
How far away from the studio are you?
Oh, it's location. I just live so far away.
So distance.
And my job, no, that's still time.
This one's the one that you get the most.
Oh, well, I just don't want there to be, like, dead air.
That's right. Good answer.
Yes. Indecisiveness. I got to think about it.
Okay.
You know, if you don't have a spouse that you can use, fall back on, right? So, and when you know that these are the five reasons that people don't buy anything, right? It doesn't matter what you're selling, even if it's
martial arts.
So all I have to do as a salesman, doesn't matter
just
what it is.
Just talk them out of that.
Yeah, exactly. So there's this thing that a lot of martial arts studios use. It's called the fitness assessment form. And so gyms use it too. That's why they actually started doing it. You think that they're asking you questions because they want to make you better. And if a good studio does it, they use this. They will use it. They'll call back, right? But you walk into the studio. Hey, what's your name? Oh, my name's Susan. Hey, Susan, how's it going? Why don't you go and have a seat for me? Hey, how long did it take you to get here? Oh, I'm like 5 minutes away. Boom. You can no longer tell me that distance is a problem.
Yeah.
Because you just told me that you're only 5 minutes away.
So tell me, are you married? Do you have kids?
Exactly.
Yeah,
and usually how that goes is, oh, so what are you here for? Oh, I'm here to, you know, I want to lose some weight. You know, one big thing about losing weight is people who enable. Do you have the support of your spouse to do this? Are they encouraging you to do this? Oh, of course. Can't tell me your spouse doesn't want you to do it.
Right.
Right? Money is easy. You actually handle that on the phone call before you even talk to them. So whenever you're on the phone with them, you go, hey, just letting you know, this is what you're going to do. You're going to get here about 15, 20 minutes early. And then when you get here, this is what to expect. Oh, by the way, we have a great first day special. This is what the special is. How does that sound to you? You like that? Okay, awesome. Why don't you make sure you bring a form of payment before you come in? Boom. You can't tell me you don't have the money because you already agreed before you walked in the door. And then what was the other two?
Time.
Time. Okay, do me a favor. Fill out this fitness assessment form for me. Oh, on there, it's going to say what days work best for you. So just go ahead and fill that out for me.
Mm-hmm.
And then, of course, what do? Check mark on Monday, check mark on Tuesday.
Right.
So you can't tell me you don't have time. So by the time we actually sit down to talk.
I know everything about you.
About you. So, and you think that you're filling out this form because you're like, oh, well, this is going to help me. They need this information, which is true. They can use that to help you. That is honestly true. But at the same time, if they were not there to help you and they didn't have your best interest in mind, they're just selling you on bullshit.
If you say no and they don't agree to it and they don't let that stand.
Yep.
Then they are trying to sell you.
Exactly.
And this across the board for any kind of studio.
Yeah. And
dance like, studio, gym.
And it's like, tough because as an instructor, you are fighting a lot of their own personal garbage that they carry with them into the studio. One, if somebody says, yeah, man, I want to lose 100 pounds. That's a noble thing, man. Congratulations on that. How long have you been wanting to lose that weight? I don't know, man. I've been on and off thinking about going to the gym for 10 years now. So I, as a good coach, have to convince you to fix all that BS that you've convinced yourself that you couldn't do it for 10 years. So, yeah, I kind of have to sell you if I want to get you to lose 100 pounds. But once I sell you, that's where the truth comes out.
Yeah.
Do I really want to help you or not? And that happens only, unfortunately, after you sign on the dotted line.
That's
so
true.
That people go, oh, I don't understand how they could fall for it. Then you're not paying attention to how you bought everything.
Right.
You know? So that's, yeah, just kind of like an insight as to how people fall for it. We want to think that these people are stupid, but they're not. We all buy things we cannot afford.
Yeah.
Do you make a payment on your car? You can't afford it.
No.
Yep.
You know? You know? She doesn't.
Yeah. You know, she's like, had the same car
you know,
since she was
Netflix,
12.
Netflix, right? Do you give Netflix all your money? Like, do you give them like, you know what? I'm just going to pay you in advance for 5 years. You give them monthly payments, right?
Yeah.
Like anything you have to make payments for, you know, like you can't really afford it. You use your credit card, then that means you probably didn't have cash and most likely. So, you know.
I'm the smartest. You make me feel like the smartest person ever. I can answer no to
you
all.
Are. Which is awesome, right? That's good that you can do that, but most people can't.
Now, how many payments does he make?
Oh,
no,
I got you.
I'm kidding.
You got a sugar daddy. I got to get on that. Hey, you get.
You just say you wanted to get on that?
Yeah, man.
Get your own sugar daddy.
Hey, man, if he's passing out sugar.
So Kevin Gibson says, in quotes, he's done something with his mind. He manipulated idiots. He wants that on a t-shirt.
Manipulations.
What was that? Oh, you're looking at the time?
Yeah, because I have to go to the ladies' room.
Oh, well, go ahead.
Okay, bye.
We won't take a break. We'll keep talking.
Yeah, I know.
But then you'll have to guess. We'll play a new game. You have to guess what we talked about while you're gone.
Okay.
Yeah.
Me.
Probably. Most likely, it'll be about her.
All right, quickly. The conversation's turning to tuna salad now.
So tell us everything, Jim.
So this one time at band camp. She's perfect, and I love her so much.
The scary thing is Vanessa has probably told everything about herself on every episode we've ever had. So there's not much to... Like,
yeah, she just like puts it out there, huh?
Pretty much.
That's the best way to be, man. Just be open and transparent.
Yep. But the manipulation that do starts in that sales process.
Yes, of course.
The fascinating thing to me about it is something that you want to do with the documentary, and that is get psychologists involved.
Yes.
Figure out what happens after that sale where these people start to believe that this guy can touch me on my ear and I get knocked out for 3 hours.
You know, like one big thing that I see a lot, especially in the comment section of the stuff that I post, is a lot of people say, I don't understand in this day and age because of the UFC how this works. And the UFC did in 1993 when the UFC hit, it showed a lot of things to people about realism and what to expect out of real fight, right? Because it's about as close as you can get. You know, like obviously there's certain rules now and the things have changed. But back then there wasn't as many rule sets.
Right.
You could grab hair. You could hit to the groin. Those were things that were allowed in the UFC up till 3 or 4, I think. There's actually the dude who played Odd Job in the Austin Powers movies. Mm-hmm. He was a fighter. And there's a famous video of him getting hit in the groin repeatedly in one of the early UFCs.
Oh,
and
wow.
He tapped out to that, which – I don't blame him, you know, but then that they didn't allow cups at the time because groin strikes were allowed. Now things have changed.
Yeah.
So because of the evolution, things have changed a little bit, but still it's a very good test about what would work against what.
Yeah.
You know, so that's why jiu-jitsu has got such good popularity. That's why a lot of people are doing that because it's something that you can see that is necessary in your self-defense.
It's measurable.
Training. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
But the problem is that even though those things exist, remember Jonestown?
Yeah.
So Jonestown, right? These people were like, oh, man.
Where we get the term drink the Kool-Aid.
Yeah, these people are so awesome. You got another one of those? Or?
Yeah, I did.
Oh, look at this part. You see this? This
Jonestown.
That is hospitality right there.
It's the Kool-Aid.
Another beer.
We don't do Kool-Aid. We do beer.
I don't feel so good.
Yeah, drink this Mick Ultra.
Yeah, man.
I hope you all enjoyed McDojo life while it lasted.
But yeah, man, like with you know, with like the Jonestown thing, you know, these people, do you think every one of those people were stupid?
No.
That's a lot of people for them all to be dumb.
No, but I think every one of them, and except for the stupid ones, were at least looking for something.
Something.
Yeah, they were looking for something to be a part of. They were looking for something other than just to be alone.
Mm-hmm.
And that's an easy target.
Exactly. And it could be anything. Like people join the martial arts for any reason. It could be because they need a mentor. A lot of people do that. They look up to this person. They go, I need you to help me with whatever's wrong with me. Not knowing that you could just help yourself, but they put this like pressure onto the instructor to go, I need you to do the job.
And Vanessa just touched on something that I think is a big part of what happens in a lot of these McDojos is a lot of these people are wanting to feel a part of something. They also may be in a very low point, and that may be why they're going to martial arts.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe something happened to them. They got attacked in some way, shape, or form, whether it was sexually, physically, something, and they're having a real low time, and they see this as an opportunity. They go in there. It's perfect time for these people to strike
divorced,
and manipulate them.
Or widowed, or people who were in a relationship and it didn't work out, or, oh, you're all of a sudden alone, but also he hurt you and you couldn't defend yourself.
Right.
And what better place
to
get some of them single dudes and or ladies than a place where I know you're going to be working out?
Right, exactly. Yeah, that's huge.
There's a lot of like puzzle pieces that fall into place the more you talk about it.
Well, yes.
Oh, go ahead.
It's just deeper than people really think. And we like to look on things like at a surface level and go, oh, this is what it is because I know better. Have you ever taken martial arts? No, but how do you know? Have you ever worked in the industry? No, but there's no but. You just don't know. It's okay to admit we don't know stuff. I know almost nothing about firearms. Do you know what I say when people ask me about firearms? I don't know. Like, that's the thing. But people like to make shit up.
I got this pink revolver I can sell you.
Oh, snap.
Yeah.
How much is, we'll talk.
Couple thou.
But it's easy to tell people you don't know. It's easy to tell people, no, you didn't do this. You know you didn't do that. But so many people feel the need to qualify themselves to everyone. And, you know, we're all guilty of it at some point in our life, even if it's something simple like being in school and wanting to be accepted. You know, you get the nicer clothes.
Nope.
Except Vanessa.
I'm too pretty to care about being accepted.
I'm too accepted to be carried about being pretty.
I'm too funny and smart and nice and humble.
She's but incredibly humble.
Mainly humble,
She's
humble
extremely humble.
I mean, you are the most humble person I've ever met.
Ditto. Oh my gosh, thanks. We have so much in common.
Bert Chandler is watching. I wonder if he's still on there or if that's an old notice. Bert Chandler was, it's been long enough and you're not working there, so I can say it. The first job one out of two jobs I've actually been fired from.
You've been fired from two?
Yes.
The okay. dancing yes. thing that you did?
Well, that was the second one.
Oh, okay.
No, but I worked at a Hibbett Sporting Goods, and I was 19 years old, 18, 19.
Okay.
Something like that. But yeah, so it was a college town, and we all decided to start drinking about 5 minutes before the store closed. And our dumbasses only closed the gate about halfway.
Were you drunk?
We weren't drunk, but we definitely smelled like beer.
He was inhibited.
Nice.
That's a good one.
But we decided to drink, and we closed the gate about halfway. And when we walked out from the back room, the store was full. Like, full of people. And we all panicked, because all of us were underage.
Yeah.
And we freaked out. We still helped the customers, blah, blah, blah. Okay, we got away with it. 5 minutes later, closed the gate. I'm not lying about this. This is not me cheating and saying it's like Friday. It was like Friday. I was off that weekend, and I got a call and said, "Hey, how's it going?" I'm like, "Hey, what's the schedule next week?" You're not on the schedule next week. You're fired.
They have cameras in their places.
Yeah,
huh?
Usually.
No, somebody called. One of the customers called and said, "Hey, these guys were dumbasses." But yeah, I got fired on my day off.
That's the best way to get fired, honestly, is just for being a dumbass.
I was a dumbass. But yeah, Bert is an awesome guy. He's in West Tennessee now. But yeah, he was my boss at the time. So that's crazy that I see him on there.
Somebody said, "I know one thing about guns. Don't stand in front of them."
That is an intelligent person.
Solid advice, dude.
Absolutely. Solid advice. So what? Oh. Got the. What are we looking at?
If you want to
at?
Watch that much South Park, then you should go somewhere other than our live video.
Come on down.
Was I
South
showing
Park.
Too much South Park?
I think so. Yeah.
So we're doing a Facebook Live video. So if you're listening to this and you're not watching it anywhere, on Wednesdays for the most part, sometimes it'll be Tuesdays, sometimes it'll be other days. Check out our Facebook page, Projectile Dysfunction Show. Right.
Probably.
Something like that.
Sounds good.
And we'll do Facebook Lives on there.
Yeah. There you go.
Yeah.
I didn't put that on mine, did I?
I don't know, Zeke.
I don't either.
I don't pay attention to what you're
but
saying.
Yeah, projectile dysfunction. And then...
So knock, knock.
Who's there?
Projectile dysfunction.
Projectile dysfunction who?
I didn't have a follow-up.
We don't even know who we are.
Yeah. Whoa. Yeah. That just got really deep. Are you trying to brainwash us? Are we going to be joining a McDojo later today?
You already have.
Oh, my God.
You didn't...
He
you,
got
you
us.
You don't remember signing?
I remember signing something.
Exactly.
Oh.
You're welcome.
This is not, this You're is
pregnant,
scary.
Ni, by the way.
Son, she, go.
Everybody loves karate.
What's your favorite fake martial art?
Oh, man, there's tons of them.
Your favorite.
One.
You have to pick one.
My favorite?
Like the one that you're just like, every time I see that, I just get like warm and fuzzies.
Bujinkan is probably my favorite.
Is that the breakdancing one?
No. Bujinkan is an organization.
Bujinkan.
You should do that like literally every time I say it because that's
okay.
hilarious.
Okay.
So, but anyway, Bujinkan is.
Bujinkan.
All right, sorry. I was excited about that. But yeah, they're ninjas, essentially. They pretend to be ninjas. And
okay.
I say pretend because the guy who runs the organization is a senile old man. And when he started, he was like more legitimate human being. But over the course of years, you can tell that he's either starting to get Alzheimer's and or dementia, and he's just getting crazier and crazier and crazier. So he did this video of him grabbing a sword out of a guy's hand and disarming the guy. But it's not like once.
Who attacks you with a sword, though?
No one does. No one. Unless you're in Jamaica, like, and you have machetes or something, but like that's it.
I love machetes.
Who doesn't? You know, Jason Voorhees
like
pops out,
machete.
Disarm, boom, done, son.
Danny yeah. Trejo.
It's not machete. It's machete.
Machete.
You're right.
Yeah.
I said
machete.
It wrong.
You can't mess that up. It's Trejo.
It's
man.
Machete.
No, the old Trejos.
Machete.
Danny Trejos. But yeah, man. Like, so the dude like takes a sword and he like ties it to his head and he like saws on his head, and it's quite obvious that the sword is dulled. But everybody's like, "Oh my God, he's a wizard!" Like, no, he's not. He's a senile old man. That's a dull sword. But like, there's thousands of these people, and every time I post a video of one of them, 15 or 20 people come out of the woodwork to defend it. Like, oh, you could definitely do that.
They defend what?
They're like, for instance, the video of the guy grabbing.
No, they defend, what's it called?
Bujinkan. Another one is Kyoshu Jitsu. You got one for that?
Kyoshu Jitsu.
That's not as good.
Not as good.
Yeah.
I felt the same.
But yeah, But the Kyoshujitsu.
Kyoshujitsu.
That was even better.
That was
that
also
one.
Slightly racist. Not really.
I'm the E-racist. Get it right. Anyway. Kyoju.
But what was awesome about that joke just then is I saw you pause and go, joke, joke, joke. Come on. Now. I'm the E-racist.
That's kind of like the rapist.
No, another one?
No, I'm the therapist.
You can do it.
Oh, I don't want to joke. I just want to stare at you like this.
Make me uncomfortable. Jim, help me.
I know the mantis. Okay.
The mantis.
The Shaolin mantis.
Oh, snap. She got that mantis style stuff.
The Shaolin mantis.
What is that one?
I can't show you without showing you.
Yeah, she can't show you without killing you.
I'll pass.
Here, will you hold this for a second?
I don't want my head being bitten off.
Has a lot to do with this.
Oh, here it comes.
Oh, snap.
And then I kick you in your throat.
Oh, that's the best part.
Yeah. That's
so it's throat kick Thursdays.
Throat kick Thursday. Well, throat kick Wednesday.
Oh, it's throat kick Wednesday.
Throat punch Thursday.
That's disappointing.
Anyway, so Kyo.
Wiener kick Wednesday.
Kyo Shujitsu.
Yeah, that one.
Right. That's your cue.
Kyo, I can't do it
God
now because he goes,
The moment has passed. But anyway, the guy's name is Dillman, George Dillman. And he's super famous.
I can
famous.
Say something about that.
No, what, sorry. Dillman? Dillman's just fun to mess with. So, but anyway, he's a big bad guy. And then basically he pretends he can knock people and move them around with his mind. But he's got thousands upon thousands of students around the world. You think that some crazy stuff like this, there'd be maybe 10 somewhere in their mom's basement playing D&D, and then all of a sudden somebody pops out and like, hey, I know karate. Like, it's not like that. This dude actually has thousands of people. And then one of his dudes that's under him also has thousands of people. If you go to,
oh, it's a pyramid scheme.
It is, dude. If you go to Dillman.com, you'll be scrolling for everywhere.
Don't spell it wrong.
Yeah.
Yeah, man. Now, yeah, like if you just type in like no touch knockout, sometimes something you don't want to see pops up.
Right? Oh,
yeah.
Wow.
Yes, dude.
Yeah.
Google is weird like that. Their analytics are off. Like I type in anything and porn comes up.
Yeah. Analytics. Pretty much anything. Analytics.
Yeah, type in analytics and then. trademark that. That's
Vanessa
good.
Just lost it.
It's just
because she's drinking the Labatt Blue.
No, it's because I'm so proud of myself sometimes.
Yes, you are.
Pretty much always.
Yeah, pretty much.
Analytics.
You should follow me and come to my dojo.
Yeah, well, actually, tell those people right there. Because
come to my dojo. We can learn
see
stuff
something.
About things.
Let's test something. My theory that we talked about with the throttling,
yeah.
Which we'll talk about offline. Everybody go to Vanessa Mandrell.
All right.
On Instagram.
Where can they find her?
What is it? Vanessa
Mandrell? Vanessa Mandrell or Vanessa Boyer? Or...
But the main one's Vanessa Mandrell.
Yeah, well, I have it under both.
So what's the address?
I think it's also under Van Man Boy. The address?
Van Man Boy.
To my Instagram?
This sounds
yes.
like
at
Taiwanese
Vanessa
shop.
Mandrell.
My name is Vanessa Mandrell Boyer, so Van Man Boy.
Van Man Boy. Okay, I got you. That makes sense. It just sounds, type that into Google, see what comes up.
But go to Vanessa Mandrell on Instagram, because we'll use that one since you have like 20 Instagrams.
No, I don't. I have one.
Oh, they all come up from that?
Yeah.
I didn't know you could do that.
Yes.
Wow. Anyways, Vanessa Mandrell, you type it in and follow her, because we've tried it a few times for mine and some weird stuff's been happening.
They actually follow him home.
Yeah.
His house.
Weird.
Like I get
yeah.
people at yeah. my house.
Like
and
in
it's
his
weird.
Bathroom.
And just grandmothers. Instant grandmothers at his house.
Instant grandmother? That's not where I'm supposed to be on?
Yeah.
That's why my followers are
Instagram. Yeah. And his followers are literally following him.
Instagrammy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
.com.
Anyways, my favorite fake martial art.
If people want to follow you, dude. How can they find you? What was it
oh,
again?
Yeah.
Vanessa
yeah.
Mandrell. Or Vanessa Boyer.
Can you spell it?
Vanessa. I hope I can. Mandrell. Ding.
But my favorite fake martial art has to be the slap fighting.
Of course. Yeah, you told me about that.
100%.
Like slapbox?
Oh, it's
or like
awesome.
Real slap fighting.
I could be really mean to our Facebook viewers, which it doesn't look like anybody's
we have
really.
Any, yeah.
Yeah, there's one person. So, Facebook Live, bye. Tell everybody bye to
bye.
Facebook Live.
Miss you already.
Yeah. I'll pull it up. But yeah, Russian slap fighting is insane.
Is it?
You want to know something pretty funny?
That was crazy.
I would like to.
As soon as this is done, like you said you had one,
yeah,
I'll have 10,000 people that would have watched this.
Well,
that's not as crazy as it is humble bragging.
No, it's bragging. There's
speaking
nothing
of humble. So now that we're talking about me again, the reason I stopped doing Facebook Live on our projectile dysfunction page was because we got those followers because they were listeners at our 5 o'clock in the morning show on the radio.
That's true. Yeah.
They don't do Facebook Live if it's not 5 o'clock in the morning. Even at 5 o'clock in the morning, they don't do
it. But can we tag our names in it?
Yes.
And then our followers will then
kind
go
of,
to
but
our
we can
page.
Figure it out when we're not doing this.
Yeah. Because that's a really boring conversation. all right. Here we go. This is, well, actually, this is the 14 Blows of the Dragon, but it's very similar.
Yes, the 14 Blows
also,
of the Dragon.
Also, something that might be more interesting. Oh, my God, shut up.
Too damn deadly.
She saw it.
That's amazing. Do you feel like you're in a box? Do you feel like you're in a box? That's what I feel like they're doing. Oh, my gosh. I would like to try this. Zeke. May I borrow you for a moment?
Sure, go for it.
All right, so the 14 blows of the dragon. Here we go, live. The 14 blows of the dragon.
Yeah, it works. It really does, because it's really annoying, right? And I just want to quit fighting.
Yay!
Yeah.
You know what it reminds me of? Wow. Is if Madonna did a self-defense class.
Oh, yeah.
Vogue.
But really fast.
Vogue. Like, violently
fast.
Wait,
that's the defense for it. Wait, let's try it. Ready?
Back?
Oh my goodness.
I can stop the 14 touches of the dragon.
That
sounds like a pedophilia thing anyway.
It sounds like a metal band. Yeah.
It's 14 weird. Blows of the dragon.
Yeah.
I almost turned it into like a stripper thing. Next up on the main stage.
14 dragon. Blows of the dragon.
But yeah, that slap fighting stuff is
$5 gets a show. Sorry, I'm still stuck in there.
But with her doing that just then. Like,
you can see why that works?
It doesn't work. Like, all I would have to do is just get pissed off and go, boop. And that's the noise I make when I punch, by the way.
Yeah, that's very good.
But that's all you'd have to do. But it's so, like,
the way you
disorienting.
Say sounds like the way you say boop.
Yeah, boop.
Boop.
But.
But. Boop. Wow.
But.
Wow.
But the, it's so disorienting that for a second you're just kind of like, get off me.
Like a gnat at a family barbecue.
Yeah. I mean, like I said, though, all you'd have to do is just go boop.
Yes, exactly.
I said it a little more manly then.
Yes.
Boop.
When you put the bass in it, it's more deadly.
Yeah. Ooh, I just found my own McDojo.
Boop.
Yeah. The boop.
Yeah, but deeper.
Boop.
Like Barry White deep.
Boop.
Hey, baby.
Hey.
You know I love you. Right?
I'm going to boop.
Sorry I have to punch you, girl.
You're about to get boop.
No, this is, what, is that the Chris Brown version?
My wife is Betty
Can't
Boop.
Can't get enough of your boop, baby.
Hey, girl. You know I love you, right? You know I'd do anything for you.
The many times that we've made boop and shaved boop, you know it was never enough.
Hey, there's a live boop on South Park right now.
Okay, but oh, we're poop. Yeah, but we're talking about this show.
We're talking about boops right
yeah.
now.
Yeah. I don't know if you've ever... Never mind.
That's like the martial art style Betty Boop?
Yes.
Boop, boop, boop.
Boop, boop.
That will
boop,
be boop, that boop, will be boop. My master that everybody has to bow to when they come in the
That's
dojo.
A good one.
It'll be Betty Boop up on the wall. And they have to bow to Betty Boop.
Yeah, they had some weird, like, back in the day, Betty Boop was like a real serious sex symbol for some reason.
Mm-hmm. Boop, boop, beat up, boop.
Yeah, and then, like, but it's like, this is just
that
porn.
Scary how much it sounded like that.
This isn't a cartoon at all.
Yeah, what a lucky girl. Well, this has been a really interesting conversation. I would like to know how what you guys want to hear about. oh, yeah, we don't have any callers.
Actually, we have people live on Instagram. Does anybody on Instagram have questions?
Yeah, man, hit me with your questions real fast. I don't know why I talked into the mic when I said that.
Like, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, hit me with your questions.
What's your question is, girl?
Yeah.
Does anybody have one on there? Because that'll be cool. Because you get some cool questions on your Instagram.
I get weird questions. Do you actually want to hear what these people have to say for
Probably
real?
Not.
Absolutely. If the weirder, the better.
Oh, it's okay. It's pretty weird. So
we want
the
weirdest ones
so
possible.
People people like you.
Oh, hi. Thank you. What? I do too.
Wait,
oh.
What about me?
No.
Nobody cares.
No,
your shirt's
no one
cares. Cool.
Oh.
Somebody
I'm going to boop them.
Yes, they're not scared of you.
they will be when they see the video we made today.
Zeke, we're talking about me. Hold on.
Okay. Yeah. Sorry.
Let's see here. She got some big ass titties.
Correct.
Somebody said, we watching now, .. I don't know why the .., but I don't think they're just watching. Somebody said Vogue, which they were paying attention to.
Yeah, for
nice.
Sure. You're learning.
Nice.
And then
it's a good one. I can tell by the laugh.
It is a good one, but I can't say it on air.
All right, yeah, good.
Well, just change the word.
No,
if we can.
Maybe we save it.
Yeah. How about you beep this? Can you beep me?
Let me write down the time.
Okay.
Is it that bad?
It's pretty bad.
If
okay.
No,
we'll
if he's
off.
Censoring it,
yeah,
I say,
if he's
yeah.
censoring it, yeah, then we.
But
need
if
to...
you really want to know what he said. Or she said, go to the Instagram McDojo.
Let me see
life.
It. Yeah. Let me prejudge it.
Yeah, there you go.
I'm gonna say we don't need to.
Yeah, it's the one
it.
At the top.
Y'all yeah. talk amongst your milk.
Your milk?
Yeah, we're not using that one.
Yeah.
Okay, now yeah. I want to see it.
Someone at the top.
We will go down the road of dirty words. We will absolutely go down dirty words.
Yeah,
road,
I just
but
can't,
we will
I,
not
one,
go,
I can't
down,
go down that road, dude.
Also,
no
incorrect.
Racist epithets.
Yeah. Yeah, that was
also very incorrect.
Not spelled correctly.
Not happening. Yeah. No.
Let's see here. Let's see. What podcast is this?
This is Projectile Dysfunction. You will have to search it in a week or so because we just relaunched. We had a radio show in Nashville and we had it for 3 years?
Yeah.
Yeah. And it was just FM radio. You could only hear it locally. We had some on YouTube, but we had to pull it down because we were using the license from the radio station for all the music. Now we don't have that anymore. So we had to pull all the episodes down.
Boo.
But we're relaunching the show. And just search Projectile Dysfunction. Keep looking for it. It should be in the next couple weeks. We did one episode last week with Chris Barrett from Barrett Firearms. This week we've got this...
whoever this guy is.
Yeah,
Rob from McDojo Life.
McDojo See, Life.
Someone
That's
pays
right.
attention
okay.
when we speak.
I couldn't,
well,
I couldn't
been,
think
I've been
what
hanging
was.
Out with you for like a long ass time.
I was going to call you Phil, but I knew that was wrong.
What the hell is this guy?
Okay, but speaking of Phil... How many boards can you break?
I don't break boards.
Have you ever broke boards?
No. I have never once tried or attempted to break a board.
Bricks?
How many
concrete
praying
blocks
mantises
with your head.
Do you have in your home?
Praying mantises. Only three.
Okay.
But the female one killed the other two.
Well, that's what they do.
They do. That's yes. That's a thing. That's a little mantis humor for you guys.
Yeah.
What martial art, legit martial art, are you looking most forward to trying that you
drawing.
Have not tried?
Drawing. Sound like you had a stroke.
Hi, my name is Simon.
And I like to do drawings.
But other
is that copywritten?
Yeah,
you know,
bleep that out.
I want to learn something called tricking, which doesn't sound nearly as sexual as it is.
I was going to say, that's called prostitution.
Now that I could teach you. Yeah. I've got friends.
That's prostitution.
Yes, that is not a martial art. That is just...
An
payment.
Art.
Yes.
It's a skill. It's a skill.
The oldest
it's
job.
The oldest profession.
Yeah. Yeah.
No, it's acrobatic kicking. So it's like jump, flipping, kicking and stuff like that. It's just really cool to look at. But at the same time, it's like practically useless for like anything that has to do with like martial art self-defense.
Uh-huh.
But it's sweet.
But impressing your friends, though.
Yes,
that's
exactly.
pretty cool. Yeah.
Hey, guys, check this out. And then I'm in a cast.
Yeah.
So you have not done that yet.
I have not done that yet, but
gotcha.
It's awesome.
Have you done... Dang it. What was it called?
Katsu.
Yes, katsu. Have you done katsu?
I've just cut myself several times in the kitchen.
And also, you can't get rid of katsu, so.
Yeah, there's no cure for that.
What weapons?
You catch it once, and then
What weapons are you trained in?
Name one.
Do you know anything about nunchucks?
I do know about nunchucks.
I thought you did.
Yes.
Yeah.
I've done it. I'm a mother chucker son.
Anybody listening to this, anybody on your Instagram, if you have connections with the Guinness Book of World Records, he has looked them up.
Yeah.
And he knows he can break them.
Yeah, every one of them. I think
Your
there's
nunchuck
six.
Skills?
Yes.
Yes.
I am nerdy.
He's got nunchuck
shit.
Skills.
I do. Chicks like skills.
Yes.
Like, no, but seriously, like there's something in the Guinness Book of World Records
for
about nunchucks
yeah. Yeah,
and
several.
You can beat them?
Yeah, I can beat all of them.
Yeah. So we're trying to figure out if you know anybody or you know how. I know part of it is you got to pay.
Do you know how
you
got to
pay the people's way. They got
to
judge
it,
all this
them.
Stuff.
You know how to get through to them? Nunchucks.
Yeah. Nunchucks.
Just,
yeah.
You
That's
can
actually
say that in the email. That's yeah. all you write.
That's
nunchucks.
The subject line.
Nunchucks.
That is
get
the body.
Here
that
now.
Is, yeah. Yeah.
And then
yeah.
all of a sudden, a dude knocks on my door with the records. He's like, "Hey, here you go, man.
Yeah.
I got to do a shoot."
I'm sorry. We don't even have to watch.
We're
scared.
Oh, they
yeah.
watch.
Yeah.
They watch. Don't you worry.
With pins and watches.
Yeah, it's weird.
And, yeah.
Like, why? I don't know why they're watching me. Like, not even for Guinness World Records. They're just in my house, like, just staring. Like,
who's your favorite
That's
fighter?
Creepy.
Favorite fighter? Michael Venom Page, currently.
Michael. All right, dead.
Favorite dead fighter? Miyamoto Musashi.
Okay. Alive soon.
Alive soon. Not alive
not
yet.
Not yet alive.
Like, going to be born.
Going to be born. My favorite not born. I would say that is probably Jacob McMasterson.
He's yes. my favorite, too.
Yes.
I was going to say that.
I mean,
I heard a lot about
yeah.
him.
Yeah, he's a big up-and-comer because
yeah.
like, he hasn't even
yeah.
up-and-come
yeah.
yet. So,
mm-hmm.
But one day when someone does up-and-come, he will be there.
Yeah.
Yes.
For sure.
That will make him form.
Yes, and then he will just be a champion.
Form of a baby.
Oh, dude, there's a porn star that wants to hop on live. Like a legitimate porn star. Y'all want to have her hop on live?
Let's do it.
All right, cool.
This yeah. is awesome.
Can I know who she is?
Yeah.
I mean, like,
yeah.
Yes.
Her name is Kiki Clout.
Hi, Kiki.
Kiki Clout.
Kiki, do you love me? But yeah, she's a up and comer porn star. Oh, dude, that's jacked up. My phone got too hot.
Oh.
Because she logged on.
Because it was a porn star trying to go live with you.
Oh man, what the hell?
So did you completely lose your live?
Yes.
Oh.
How jacked up is that?
Oh, that's awful.
That's crazy.
No.
But Kiki, next time.
Dang it.
That would have been good.
That was all the people listening are going, yeah, exactly.
Like 100 something people jump on live all of a sudden, and it's like, oh, dead.
Yeah, gone bye-bye.
Disappointments.
So you can't even log back in now?
It's not until my phone cools down.
Oh, that's such a crock.
Yeah, if I go live, if I have, like, because I was playing with my phone before you got in there.
Yeah.
I was watching porn, of course. And then when I got here, yeah, and then it got hot from that.
It's my phone. Oh, well. Yeah. Well. We'll probably wrap up anyways.
Sad faces.
Everybody should.
The worst ending
to
any episode ever.
Wrap it up.
Wrap it up.
Exactly.
Unless you know the person.
So if you want to follow Rob's stuff, go to McDojo Life on Instagram. Facebook, same thing?
Yeah, so it's McDojo Life everywhere.
Everywhere?
Everywhere. Just type in McDojo Life and whatever it is and I'll pop up.
You got YouTube too,
oh,
right?
Oh, it's everywhere. Not like McDojo Life everywhere.
No,
it's just
that.
It's everywhere.
Yeah, just type it in and I'll be there. Yeah. I'll be there for you.
He'll be there. Sorry.
He'll be there.
And if you want to follow us, you can find me.
I'll be your hype man.
Yeah.
I'll just be the hype man.
Hey. You can find me
at
Vanessa Boyer.
That's
and you can find Vanessa at Zeke_Stout.
Vanessa, yeah. You have changed.
Yeah. Yes.
Thank you.
Yeah. We just switch accounts every now and then.
Yeah.
But thank you for listening. Keep an eye out, ear out. At this point, we're still not posted yet, so we really don't even know how the hell you're going to listen to our show.
just find
it'll
us.
Show up. Just keep, you know, listening.
Keep doing what you're doing, man. Good
job. Because if you're here then you found it.
Yeah, we're proud of you.
Good job.
You made it.
All right, thanks,
and
everybody.
And this has been Projectile Dysfunction at Projectile Dysfunction.
Oh, yeah.
Bye.